Thank you for listening to the Kim Komando Show. This is for the weekend of April 2nd, 2022.
Okay, better late than never, I suppose. 2 years into the pandemic, well, the government says we are here to help you. We have a brand new official website. I'm not making this up. COVID.gov. Yep, the website to answer all of your questions about COVID. 2 years it took them to get this website up and running that they probably paid, you know, some ungodly amount, a couple of $100,000 for it. And, you know, I was actually looking at it, going through it. You can find out how to get the free tests, free masks, and then there's all kinds of news about COVID. And I actually saw that the World Health Organization said that dogs cannot transmit COVID. So there's no need to quarantine the dogs if somebody in the house has COVID. That's right. The WHO let the dogs out. Oh, get it? Like, who let the dogs? All right, if you have to explain it, it's not that funny. But you see, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We're talking about making money, saving money, what's going on with your kids and your parents and the internet, how you can find a job, and of course the scams and the ransomware and everything else that happens online. It's called the Kim Komando Show because I'm, of course, America's digital pro, Kim Komando, here. And you can find us on over 425 top stations across the United States. You can always find your local station over at komando.com. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and we're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, whenever you want, 24/7, all 3 hours, commercial-free, over at getkim.com. And you can also find us on the American Forces Network Radio. That's right, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Get the Kim Komando Show. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And the big news out this week, speaking of the government, is all about emojis and kids. And if you have kids in your family, especially teenagers, early 20s, I want you to really pay attention. Because the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, of course, they put out this whole guide called the Emoji Drug Code. It's basically this laundry list of emojis that teens and 20-somethings are using to talk about drugs. So, like, for example, when is a school bus not a school bus? Well, when it's secret code for Xanax. What about a blue heart? Any idea what that might mean? Well, that's meth. A dragon is code for heroin. A snowman is cocaine. A pea means Percocet. And a four-leaf clover. That's, lucky you, marijuana. Now, a red maple leaf is code for all drugs. And you can use them together, like in a sentence. So you have like a cookie, a snowman, a box, and a parachute. So if you put all those together in a text message, it means a large batch of cocaine has arrived. Now, let me tell you, I really think that it's great that the DEA is on top of things and, you know, ready to help parents know what all these emoji codes mean. But seriously, odds are if the kids are on drugs, that means that the parents aren't checking their phones. Okay, so then the parents wouldn't have any idea what the codes mean anyway, but I guess it's out there. And now that the codes are public, well, you know, the kids are going to be changing the codes and the cartel and the drug addicts and the dealers, and we change all the codes. Anyway, if you do have kids in your family, at least for right now, the codes are valid, at least for maybe 3 to 6 months, is that you can see a list of all of them over at komando.com. All right, number two, when is a smartwatch watching? Okay, about a year ago, Apple launched those AirTags. You know, they are really these phenomenal little trackers. They're about the size of a quarter, and they're relatively inexpensive. They're $30 each, or you can get four for $100. But now what's happening with the AirTags is that, well, they're amazing. I mean, I have one on all my car keys and my briefcase. I have them in my cars. I even have one on my golden retriever, Abby. Well, people are using the AirTags to stalk others. So Apple came up with ways to alert you. So if there's an AirTag near you and you're using an iOS device, an iPhone or an iPad, is that you'll actually get a notification that says, hey, there's an AirTag near you and it's not yours. Do you want to help us find it, or what's the deal? If you find an AirTag, you can put your phone over it and then it will try to identify who that owner is if it's somebody around you. Now, if you're on Android, not so much, because you have to actually download the app from the Google Play Store, and then you have to run a scan, so it doesn't automatically alert you. So now these would-be stalkers are getting creative. So listen to this. It happened in Nashville, Tennessee. Police there arrested a guy by the name of Lawrence Welch. He's 29 years old. This has nothing to do with AirTags, but he's obviously a little out there, a little crazy, okay? And their relationship with his girlfriend is atrocious. I mean, she's, you know, trying to get restraining orders against him. She's going to domestic violence shelters, family safety centers, things like that. So Lawrence put an Apple Watch on his girlfriend's car to track her whereabouts. Okay. Now, it's pretty easy to track an Apple Watch, right, using the Find My app. But it doesn't automatically alert you that an Apple Watch is near you. So the girlfriend says that the boyfriend threatened to kill her multiple times and that she came to the local family safety center in the past. Well, she was receiving all these text messages from him demanding to know her whereabouts and telling her to call him. Well, when officers inspected the girlfriend's car, they found an Apple Watch, which Welch said was his watch, and it was attached to the front passenger side tire spoke. So he didn't put it in the car. He actually attached it, you know, to the wheel itself. And apparently the Apple Watch is so durable that it just kept working. So a warning to anyone in a domestic violent relationship, any relationship that is on the fringe, just know that the tech is really small and it's readily available to track your every move. So I just want you to be aware. All right, number three on our list on five things that you need to know is when a job isn't a job. Now, I didn't see this on the government website about COVID, but it really should be because these remote work from home scams are totally on the rise because of the pandemic. You know, it's all just kind of all melding together. So here's one. Let's see how smart you are. You get an email from the United Nations Children's Fund, which is UNICEF, of course, and it says that they are looking for executive personal assistance, and they are paying for an 8-hour day, $400 a day. Okay, wow, you know, that's pretty decent money, right? Okay, first red flag, you get an unsolicited email from UNICEF. Anyway, the email tells you to fill out a form to learn more, nothing big. They're just asking for your name and your email address. You fill that out, and if you accept the job, the scammers will send you a fake cashier's check that looks like you're going to make around $2,000 because they want to pay you up front, of course. But what about the children with UNICEF? Oh, yes, the scammers are going to tug at your heartstrings because they want you to send them $1,000 of the $2,000 because they overpaid you because they need to buy toys for all the little children in all the orphanages around the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who is dumb enough to fall for these scams? Well, enough for the FBI to issue this huge warning that the average loss per victim is $3,000. Wow, $3,000. So don't be gullible. And speaking of the FBI raided an alleged spy's apartment in Washington, D.C. this past week when they discovered a hard drive labeled KGB. Ugh, you know, one of the agents, he held it up and he said, you know, why wouldn't they just write 1 terabyte on it? Sorry. A little geek humor for you. Number four on our list, did you see the Oscars? Yeah, about a few years ago, about 50 million people would actually watch the Oscars. I mean, it was a big deal for the stars to walk down the red carpet. And, you know, let me tell you, I used to always like to see, like, what kind of gowns that the women were wearing. Well, last year, it was around 4 million people. So big drop, right? I think we're all getting tired of the narcissistic celebrities and actors. Well, this year, the Oscar ratings were supposed to be even lower than last year, and then that happened. You know what I'm talking about. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock across the face. Well, The Guardian from the UK, they got a copy of the uncensored moment when it happened, complete with Will Smith dropping the F-bomb, and they posted it on YouTube. Now, remember, no one was watching the Oscars. Nobody was talking about the Oscars before this happened. But that 1.5 minute clip has been seen, last time I checked, 85 million times. Wow. Sure seemed like the Oscars were a lot longer than that. 85 million times. That beat Netflix's Squid Game, which had 43 million views a day after it hit the site. So I guess you'd call that squid pro quo. All right, number five, we're all going EV. And you know me, I'm a car gal. I love classic cars. I love Corvettes and Mustangs and Camaros. And I just love the way that they start, how they sound like starting up and going down the road. And I kind of like that, you know, gasoline smell too. So that's why this story got my attention. With the price of gas so high, I actually saw in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, $8.09 a gallon. Wow. More people than ever are thinking about going out and buying an electric car. And so EV sales in the U.S. are expected to total around 670,000 cars this year. Okay, that's a 37% increase from 2021. And it marks the second year, what's like this long string, they predict, of annual hikes in EV sales and truck sales. I mean, you've got the GMC Hummer, the Ford F-150 Lightning, which I'm still waiting on mine. Then, of course, you got crossovers from Hyundai, Kia, and Audi. You have sports sedans like the Polestar 2, the Porsche Cayenne. They expect next year EV sales are going to top over 1 million. So what's happening is that specialty shops are going to take your old classic cars and then put an EV type of engine, I guess you'd say, right into it. It takes them around 3 to 4 weeks to do the job. And as a side benefit, because everything goes electric and you got these older cars, is that now you get electric windows. That's right. No more rolling up the windows. Now, the cost ranges, of course, by make and model, but they say you should budget at least $50,000. It can go as high as $100,000. Yes, to take out that gasoline engine and to put an EV into your Corvette, your Mustang, or your Camaro. But you have to remember that EVs make no sound. So that Mustang, that Corvette, Camaro is just going to go silent down the road. That just doesn't seem right to me. I think the old classic cars, they need to be a classic car. All right, coming back, we are going to start with all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And hey, if you have a question for me here on the show, I'd love to hear from you. You can always call us or you can drop me a line through the website. Head over to commando.com with a K, of course, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim, and that's where that magic happens. And how about we start this party with Dale in Knoxville, Florida. Hello there, Dale.
Hello. Been listening to you for a long time. Enjoy listening to your show, and have been a subscriber since back in the beginning. But that's actually Niceville, Florida, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Oh, not Knoxville, Florida. Niceville, Florida. That's what it is. Yes, my brother used to live in Niceville.
That's what I've heard you say before, and I heard the interesting story you told.
Yeah, about I just want to give you a love tap.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Dale? How can I help you out?
Well, I was looking through my texts earlier this week and noticed something really interesting. I had a text from myself to myself, and it was actually an MMS. Had my wife's was sent to my wife as well, although for some reason she never got it. But it was really spooky. The first thing I thought, did someone somehow hack into my account? But was curious, how easy is it for someone to actually send you a text from your own text address?
So, Dale, who's your carrier?
Verizon.
Okay, this is a problem with Verizon. Okay. They're not really saying what happened, but they're saying that a whole bunch of people got text messages from themselves, and it was a text spam, really, tactic. And it said something like, hey, free message, your bill was paid for March, and we love you, and you go get a free gift. Sometimes they wanted to ask you about a customer satisfaction survey from Verizon. And then people, if you click that, well, then you went into like the spammer's den, so to speak, right? That they wanted you to take this survey and then you start giving them a whole bunch of personal information. Maybe you had to give them a credit card because after all, I mean, when you get a free gift, Dale, don't you need to pay the shipping and handling, right?
Okay, well, of course.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you need to do that? Now, Verizon says they want to assure all of us. That's what they're saying. That their systems have not been hacked. We don't need to worry about any of that. But they're still not sure how it's happening. Doesn't that make us all feel a little better? So if you're on Verizon and you got some text messages from your own phone number, it was a spam tactic that somehow is happening on a carrier, which is really frightening in and of itself. And no matter what, if you ever get a spam text message, whether it's from your phone number or any other number, just don't click the links. Remember that. Use some common sense. Don't click the link. Now, Dale, thank you so much for your call today. Hey, still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls. And then later on in our digital life hacks, 10 hidden settings in Google Maps you're going to love here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, before we go back to all of your phone calls, let's talk a little bit about AirTags, because as we're all starting to enjoy the pleasures of traveling again, I can't wait. You might be wondering if it's tech smart to put an Apple AirTag into your luggage. Now, as long as you know the one place where the AirTag won't work, and using the Find My app, you can see every AirTag's location associated with your account. So it's definitely a good idea to throw one into your checked baggage. This way you can actually see whether or not your bag makes it to your destination. I'll never forget when I went to Rome a few years ago and British Airways actually lost our luggage, couldn't find it. So here we are in Rome, like, you know what that is. You're like, okay, we need to buy a toothbrush, underwear, you know, stuff like that until they can find the bag. And then I was at the Daily Mail website, and they had pictures of all this luggage that was lost by British Airways. And right there on the front is my bag, along with Barry's bag. And I'm like, so I called up the PR person British Airways. I'm like, dude, I see my bag. You're telling me you can't find it, but it's on the cover of the Daily Mail. Anyway, but there is a time when an AirTag will not be any good. That's when the luggage is traveling through the airport's inner conveyor belt systems. And see, there just aren't enough iOS devices nearby for the AirTag to work. But once your luggage is out of there, you know exactly where your bag is located, and hopefully it's within reach. I once sued an airport because they didn't want to give me my luggage. And you know what? I lost the case. Ooh, all right. Let's see. Julie in beautiful Modesto, California. Hi there, Julie.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on? How can I help you out today?
Well, I'm looking for a wireless, no Wi-Fi security system.
And what do you need it to do?
I need it to catch my son breaking into my house.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Julie. That's got to be emotionally challenging, daunting, sad, right?
Yes.
So do you want to see what he's doing outside as well as inside? And you mentioned you don't want to put it on Wi-Fi. Is that what I heard? No Wi-Fi?
No Wi-Fi. He's very electrical. And in the past, he's cut my wires for my internet service here.
Okay.
And it's been an ongoing problem for years.
Okay. I'm so sorry that you have to go through that. I really am. And I guess so what the goal is that you can get some actual evidence of him doing this, and then what are you going to do with the evidence once you find it?
Get him prosecuted. I've been documenting for years about like the devices that I found that he's made to hurt my cat. He doesn't steal anything when he's here, but he breaks in pretty frequent, and I believe that he must have a camera already here, as I never catch him.
Well, okay, there's a couple of things that you can do.
Okay.
There's this website called, and don't write anything down because I'll write it all up for you. Okay. Let's just chat. Okay.
Okay.
There's a website that you can go to, and with your desktop open or your laptop open or even an old phone, and it looks like, you know, there's nothing going on, but it's using your device's webcam to record in video and audio everything that's going on. And so you may not necessarily need a separate device, and it probably is something that he wouldn't notice. And of course, you always have all these hidden cameras too. And like, for example, there's one, would you believe? I mean, you know, I'm sure you've heard of this, Julie, like where you can get a teddy bear with a camera built into it, right?
Yeah.
You can have a book that looks like just a book and it has a camera built in. Now they have electrical outlets that have cameras built into them, Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they always record on SD cards most of the time. Some of these go on Wi-Fi. But, gosh, I saw one the other day that looks just like a Roku streaming device. And it's a totally hidden camera. And I was like, wow, this is really something. So what you can do is you can buy these relatively inexpensive cameras. They're made by a company called Wyze. That's W-Y-Z-E. And they do two-way audio, and they record on SD cards, so it's not going to rely in case something on the Wi-Fi. And, you know, they're so small, you can hide them just about anywhere. And so okay. I'm going to point you into a direction, and they're about $45, $50 each. Okay. And again, okay. So you'll have everything on the card that comes with it. If you think that there's a camera already that your son put into your place, what you can do, and I'll give you some steps on how to do that, is you can open up your router settings and you can look at every device that's attached to your network.
Okay.
And so if you see like four devices, but you are like, okay, the only thing I have on the network is my phone and my laptop, my phone and my iPad, then you know that there are two other devices there, and then you can remove them off the Wi-Fi network. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
I'm sorry.
Let me just, here's what my concern okay. is. Okay. okay. My concern is also for your safety. Okay. That if he's coming in here and he's hurting your cat, which is a vulnerable animal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he sees any cameras or goes on the network or whatever it is, I don't want him to take it out on you. So can you change the locks? Can we do that?
Well, I replace locks. And he knows how to push the tumblers and the deadbolts. And he's stripped those, and I've replaced them. And then also he'll take the rubber lining that goes around the glass in the window frame, and he'll okay. actually take the glass out. So I need cameras on the outside focusing on the house.
And, yeah, you could do that. You could do that with these Wyze cameras. They have outdoor mounts. It's relatively easy. This isn't anything. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's nothing that beats a good old security system. I mean, you right. can have cameras, and this is part of it. But, you know, when somebody opens the door when the alarm's on, then you'll be notified. Okay.
Okay.
When you're not there, you know if something's going on with the windows and sensors or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I really want to really zoom in on your safety, your person, okay? And so let's get a whole good security system for your house, and I'll configure that for you.
Okay.
And I'll send you a list on that. It's only going to cost a couple hundred bucks. That's it. But it will give you peace of mind.
I'd like to add that I do have a Wyze camera, and I had that hooked up. Teach my Wi-Fi, and the wires are on the outside of the house for my internet connection. He had cut those, so anything that's wired is useless to me.
Well, I'm talking about when these were actually recorded to an SD card, so there's no wires to cut.
Okay. Even with the Wyze camera?
Well, yeah, but if he's cutting wires, then we need to get a better housing for it. Okay, and you know it's. Let me get some better housing that also run on solar. But, you know, I guess what I'm saying, Julie, is he's bound to see all this stuff, right? He is. And mm-hmm. what I don't want is for you to do all this and then there are other repercussions. Maybe you need to get a restraining order against him. Maybe you need to, you know, get a full-blown security system, which is I would definitely recommend. And I'm going to configure that for you. And this has to be just emotionally traumatizing for you. I mean, this is your kid, right? Don't forget about telehealth. Don't forget about you. I mean, a lot of medical insurance plans, good things like that. I mean, you don't have to go see somebody to talk about it and get this off of your chest either and kind of deal with what's going on the inside of you, not just your physical, your inside. And just look into telehealth because there are so many websites now that you can go and they take insurance and, you know, it gives you somebody to talk to as well. But I'll try to help you with the I'll try to help you with all the technical stuff that you need as well. And we're going to post everything. I'll post everything over inside the Q&A forum. So if you go to commando.com/community, on the left-hand side, it says Tech Q&As, and that's where I'll post some links for you and anybody else. If you have any recommendations, you can also add to whatever I post as well there over inside the community. All right. This week's Digital Life Hack is something that you're definitely going to want to look at, read, and share with all your family members and friends, or just tell them about these great tips because you're going to be so smart. It's about 10 hidden settings in Google Maps and Apple Maps that you need to try. I'm going to go through them very quickly, and then I'm going to tell you where you can actually get all the steps to do all this. Number one is if you're in a shopping mall, is that if you're trying to figure out where you should park closest to the store, where the stores are located, well, Google Maps will actually give you a directory of stores inside the malls now. You can order a ride from Lyft directly in Google Maps. You can use voice commands, which is really handy. You can tell Google Maps what to do, navigate home, go here, whatever it may be. You can add stops along to the trip. I mean, you can add up to 9 stops on Google Maps. So if you're trying to figure out the best route, that's an easy way to do it. You can find your parked car. I know if you're traveling, you're going out, you won't remember where you parked the car in the airport. That's where you can put a little pin exactly where your car is. You can share your location. This is really handy if you're trying to meet family members and friends. And you can also clear your location history. So if you don't want Google Maps to know every single place that you went, you can wipe it out. Now, you can get links to everything that I just mentioned over at commando.com. Just hit the link at the top of the page that says Kim Show, and you got it. Coming right back, we have more of your phone calls. And then a really major warning I need to tell you about. By answering this one call, your bank account can get hacked here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, still to come later on this hour, if you answer your phone, your bank account might be hacked by this particular call. And let's see, we have Jeff in Sacramento, California. Hi there, Jeff.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on? How can I help you out today?
Well, I'm looking for a program that I can take and locate my phone.
Okay. What kind of phone you have?
It's a Android Galaxy
Samsung
20 Ultra Plus.
Awesome. Okay. And do you lose your phone a lot?
Well, more than I want to.
Okay. All right.
I'm a firefighter, and it carrying the hoses and other equipment, it does have a tendency to
fall
out of my my many pockets that are on my turnouts.
God, you know, a good friend of mine is the is the former fire chief for Santa Barbara County, and we were talking about that the other dinner about like how many pounds you guys and gals carry on your backs. I mean, amazing stuff, really. All right, so Samsung has this app called Find My Mobile, and it's only good for Samsung phones, okay? And it also works when offline. But here's a little insider secret, okay? Is that when you're in the forest, you know, there's not a lot of, I guess you'd say, connections that may be going on, right?
Correct.
So if you have a tile tracker, if you take a tile tracker, you know what they are?
No, I don't.
Okay. They're a little like 1-inch square tracker, and they're called Tile. If you put a Tile in the truck and you lose your phone, you can make the phone chirp by clicking the Tile. Okay. Now, this is only going to work if the phone has a charge. Now, of course, you can always get a great case and connect it into your person, you know, that whole thing, and put it somewhere inside of a pocket, or you can leave it in the truck. But I know all of us just like to keep our phones wherever we go. I'm going to post some links for you over at commando.com in the Q&A forum. I'm going to first tell you about Find My Mobile, because that was made for your phone. It does work offline. So we're going to make sure that that's set up. I'm going to give you a link to a Tile and give you some steps along the way. And Jeff, thanks for being a firefighter. We all appreciate your courage and everything that you do to keep everybody safe there in Sacramento. Hey, stay right where you are. Coming right back, answering this call can hack your bank account here on the Kim Komando Show. Okay, I have to tell you that hackers have a clever new tactic. You might get a text that looks really legit, from PayPal that says, in order to secure your account, you have to enter the code sent to your phone. And when you do, bam, hackers have direct access to whatever account they were after. They combine this two-factor authentication code with your email address, your phone number, and other things for sale on the dark web. So here's the bottom line. Be very, very suspicious of any unsolicited calls or text messages claiming to secure your accounts. It may just be a hacker trying to get in. And you want to stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you never want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. So I was looking at this smart cooker the other day. It's amazing. This one appliance does it all. Like, does sous vide, slow cook, it's a pressure cooker, and it does deep frying. Yeah, that's right. Gosh, deep frying. Deep fried butter. I saw that at the Arizona State Fair a few years ago. Man, I thought to myself, that thing should come with a side of Lipitor. Anyway, this smart cooker was $199, but I passed on it. You know why? Because learning how to use it would just take too much time. Oh, yes. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about all the gadgets and gizmos and, of course, your online security and privacy. You can find the Kim Komando Show on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're also streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming on demand 24/7 as a podcast, webcast, all 3 hours commercial free over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our nation as I speak and listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this out with five things about consumer tech and the internet that will keep you up to date, make a difference in your life. And we're going to start with fake news. So you probably think you're pretty good at spotting fake news, right? Well, the truth is, you're not. Every minute of every day, more than 500 hours of new content is uploaded to YouTube. Think about this, every minute. On TikTok, 5,000 videos are being watched. Over 250,000 stories are shared on Instagram every single minute. So with so much information, it just simply really isn't possible for the average person to separate everything that's true from everything that's false. So here's what research says. About 20% are fairly good at it. And even then, they're going to believe some fake stories. But the latest research shows that 6% of our entire population here in the United States and Europe, they believe every single thing that they see on the internet. Every single thing 6% people believe. So now Google's rolling out new ways in news and search to say whether or not the source that you're going to is trustworthy, because nothing says trust like Google. All right, number two, batten down the hatches, because another Google News, the internet's going bonkers over a new logo for Chrome. I don't know. Looks the same to me. Just doesn't have that 3D effect, though. Some people really need to get a life online if this is their only thing that they're worried about. Also, if you use Google Chrome, go get the latest updates. And since Microsoft Edge uses some of the Chrome code, you need to update that, too. Now, both companies aren't saying exactly what the big security problems is, but they called all of these updates emergency patches. Emergency patches. I wonder if it has anything to do with what's going on with Russia right now. Here's a little fun fact, too. This is Google Chrome 100. That's right, the 100th iteration of Google Chrome. So the number 100 has what? 3 digits. So it's tripping up websites that weren't written to handle 3-digit version numbers. And there's going to be a fix for that, I'm sure. You know, I downloaded Google Chrome and I put it on my Samsung smart refrigerator. Strange thing, it turned into an oven. Number three, it's a taxing ad. Yes, it is. The Federal Trade Commission's involved, because if you're looking for free tax software, you don't want to get TurboTax because it's not free. The FTC says that Intuit's ubiquitous, that was their word, advertising, claiming that TurboTax tax prep software is free, is really misleading. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. The FTC has asked a federal court to order Intuit to stop, and this is their quote, disseminating the deceptive claim that consumers can file their taxes for free using TurboTax. Wow, that's some big stuff. They say in 2020, approximately two-thirds of tax filers could not use TurboTax's free product. I mean, so if you're looking for free tax software and using TurboTax and you're wondering why you're spending $29.90 or whatever it may be, that's just wrong. And so TurboTax, they say, well, you know, we're going to see what we can do, but maybe we're just not too into it. Get it? Into it? Makers of TurboTax? Oh, I know that was bad. So if you're looking for some really good tax software, a list of it, you want to use TaxAct, H&R Block. We have a complete list over at commando.com. And I know you don't want to talk about your taxes because nobody does. But, you know, here we are. It's the first week of April. And so you only have a few weeks left. So let's get it in gear. Number four. Wow. You know what? It's not too often that you use Amazon and amazing in the first words, right, of a sentence. I mean, but this is truly technology that you have to see, especially if you have any grandchildren. Just astounding. If you look at the product page for this on Amazon, I don't want you to just look at like the picture and then read the little description. I want you actually to scroll down and look at the video, because when you see the video, that's when you're kind of be like, oh, I know what Kim Komando's talking about and why she's so excited about this. It's called Amazon Glow. And if you have little kids in the family between the ages of 3 and 9, you are just going to want this. I mean, it's just something you're going to be like, wow, why didn't we have this sooner? It's part video calling device, and it has a projector, and it connects kids with grandparents. If you are listening in the military and you're deployed, you could get one. You could actually see your kids. And what happens is that this on this video screen, you see the caller's face. And then another is beamed onto a tablet below. And then it's like this projector that's built in. So the projector is on like this mat, and it acts as a really wonderful touch screen for games and books for the kiddos. So everything that the kid sees on their tabletop projector, their touch screen, is mirrored on who's ever calling on their iOS or Android tablet. So think about this. So if the kids are reading a book and you want to read a book with your grandchildren, say, or with your son or daughter, whatever it may be, is that you are in front of them on this really nice video screen. It's big. Okay. And as they turn the pages, okay, you see the pages turn. And when you turn the pages turn on their projector. And there are some games on there. And it just looks like it's this really, really wonderful device that I wish we would have had many, many years ago. Because when we start talking about grandchildren, grandparents, you know, keeping those family ties, especially with communications, it's really important. And I started thinking about this, you know, years from now, you know, kids are going to look at their grandparents and say, you know, why did you look like a teen? Why did you look like a dog when you were a teenager? You know, you have all those filters now. Anyway, it's Amazon Glow. We're going to be writing about it over at commando.com so you can take a look at some more of the specifications. I shared it with some family members and friends, and a friend of mine called me up and she's like, wow, I don't really get it. Why you're so excited? And then I told her to scroll down and watch the videos. And then she texted me back. She's like, you know, face pump. Now I get what you're talking about. All right. Finally, number five, we're going to talk about Silicon Valley stars. Okay. When you start thinking about affairs and secret pregnancies, adultery, divorce, and theft, what immediately comes to mind, right? American soap operas. I mean, daytime television. But now we have all these dramas that are happening on Netflix and Hulu and Apple Plus and HBO, and they're real-life Silicon Valley dramas. And as the saying goes, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And nobody falls harder than a billionaire who has run out of cash. And so Hollywood has suddenly discovered the tech industry, these Silicon Valley companies, these billionaires, these unicorns, and they're finding this really plate of juicy true stories. Like, for example, The Dropout. It's the mostly true story about Elizabeth Holmes and the Theranos scandal, and it's going great guns on Hulu. And it's so good. If you've ever wondered, which I did, you know, I'm sure you see her going into trial and wondering, like, you know, what happened? How did she get to where she was? She dropped out of Stanford, and that's why they call it The Dropout. And they go through her transformation from just being a Stanford student who dropped out to suddenly wearing black turtlenecks and talking like this. When she really doesn't talk like that, she doesn't have that deep voice, but she started like mimicking Steve Jobs and she was really idolizing him and so on. And then she gets hooked up with Sonny and somebody that she knew when she was a little girl, little teenager. And then they build this company and then they start stealing from everybody. Okay. Now, the other one that I'm watching, it's on Apple Plus, is called We Crashed. And this follows Adam Newman and his wife, and they are the founders of WeWork. Now, WeWork is actually a genius idea, and I think they still have 600 locations, but they threw Adam out of the company and his wife, and Anne Hathaway plays the wife. Really interesting story about how they were able to raise all this money for workspaces so people could go have a space to work and have a conference room. Years ago, we used to call them executive suites, but we call them collaboration spaces right now. So if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, The Dropout, We Crashed, it gives you just a tiny glimpse into these narcissistic heads of these tech industry billionaires and their investors. And speaking of investors, I mean, you know, the most successful investor of all time was Noah. Think about this, Noah. Okay, he floated stock while everything else around him went into liquidation. All right, coming up in just a few moments, is 1 second or 10 seconds better when pressing the power button? And later on, we have some 30-second privacy checks that you don't want to miss. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And hey, if you are not getting all the Komando Show newsletters, what are you missing out? We have tons of free newsletters. We've got tips and breaking news, security alerts. And here's the best part is that you can customize which newsletters that you actually want to get. So if you want to see more Windows or Android or Apple or smart home tips or travel or whatever it may be, head over to komando.com/subscribe. You enter in your email address. And then on the right-hand side, there's some links that says preferences. And that's where you check the boxes and you tell us more about what you want to see. And then the newsletters are personalized just for you. So to make that magic happen, head over to komando.com/subscribe. And how about we start this hour of the show with Troy in Waco, Texas. Hello there, Troy. Troy?
Hello.
Welcome.
Yes. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you. I get to listen about once a week to your show, and I appreciate all the thoughtful advice that you give people.
You got it. Well, thank you for your kind words. And what's going on with you?
Well, I have a lovely mother, and I'm her only son, and we have had to move her to assisted living. And one of the things that has kind of come up is I feel the need to be able to check on her on a regular basis, and in addition to phone calls, just to make sure she's okay.
Sure.
And it's something that I want to get right the first time in terms of picking a camera that I lovingly call a nanny cam so that I can, can see her. The building that she's in has Wi-Fi, but there are no connections for routers for the individual rooms.
Okay. I know exactly what you need, and you're going to love it. And she's going to love it, too. Okay. Is that I want you to pick up an Amazon Echo Show 5. Okay.
Okay.
They're about $80.
Okay.
And it has a video screen. And what would be really great is that if you had one too. So I want you to buy two, one for you at your house and one for her. Okay?
Yes.
And so the fabulous part about this is that when she wants to check in on you, because she's still your mom, she can say, drop in on Troy. And in 10 seconds, your video screen will pop up and then your mom's right there. Okay. Accordingly, you can say, hey, drop in on mom. And then her screen lights up. And you can say, hey, how are you? How you doing? Okay. Now, in addition to that, there are some other things that you can do. And it's up to you if you want to take it to this level. I mean, of course, she can watch news and she can get, you can play music for her. She can select the music. There's games. There's also everything else that you might expect on a regular tablet. But this is a video screen. Okay. So she's got all that stuff. Now, if you want, they now have a monthly fee associated with it. And so, like, if, for example, she doesn't get up that day, you would get an alert if she's still in bed for some reason at 10 a.m. You can see it, there's a fall detection response to that. If you wanted to enable her to call 911, and she could just say, Alexa, do that, then that would be so there are some additional levels that you can do. If you want to, if there were like five siblings and you wanted everybody to check in on one, you could also do that as well. But just start with this Echo Show 5. Like I mentioned, they're about $80 each. Buy two, one for you, one for your mom. And I'm telling you, you are just going to really love it because it makes it super easy for them to check on and you. And also, you can see them to see exactly how they're doing. Troy, thanks for your call. You want to stay right where you are. Coming up is Brand New or Not True. You don't want to miss. And that's right. It's time now for America's national radio game show sensation that I made up years ago called Brand New or Not True. Because I see so many different tech products. And sometimes you sit there and you're like, wow, what were they thinking? That's a really great idea. And other times you're like, glad I don't have my money wrapped up to it. And then later on you find out that it becomes the next unicorn or billion-dollar company. So when you're playing Brand New or Not True, there's three products. And two are fake, one is real. It's up to you to decide which product is the real product. And you'll notice that no product names are given because some people cheat. And we don't like cheaters. So I just talk about it. And then we will tell you, like, which is the real product. Now, if you are inside the Commando community and you're playing along, make sure that you put your guests inside of our interactive chat room. And joining us this week for Brand New or Not True is our special guest contestant is Louisa in New Jersey. Hello there, Louisa.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Good. What do you do in New Jersey?
I manage a surgical practice.
Wow. Okay, so you're around a lot of tech, aren't you?
Not as much as you would think.
Oh. No. All right, so here, because you're from New Jersey and I'm from New Jersey, I want you to pronounce this word. Are you ready? I'm going to spell it. D-R-A-W-E-R. Say that word.
What is it? D-R... Oh, drawers.
Oh, okay. See, you can say it. See, I always say drawer. And then everybody looks at me like, oh my gosh. It's like, it's not the drawer, it's the drawer. It's like, okay, or how about LaGuardia? LaGuardia. We're going to LaGuardia. Right?
Well, see, that's North Jersey. I'm South Jersey.
Oh, that's why. All right. Okay. I'll give you a pass then. All right. So you ready to play?
Sure.
Okay, so remember, two products are fake, one's real, and if you win, you get the much-coveted official Kim Commando Show fanny pack. Yes. Okay, so we're going to go with product number one. All right, so Louisa, when you go shopping for a TV, how do you pick out a TV, right? Price? No. Everybody does it by size, really, because everybody wants the biggest TV that they can afford to watch those movies and streaming shows and sports. But what if a big TV is just too big for you? You want a really small TV. I mean, really small. One that you could just put next to your monitor. Okay. Well, now, thanks to technology, and the chips are getting smaller and smaller, along with new OLED screen technology, you can get a really, really small TV. It's only 4 inches wide, 3 inches tall. But it only gets local channels. That's it. And you have to be within 10 miles of the station's antennas. It comes with a remote because it's so small, there's no buttons for you to use. But they say it's perfect for RVs and tiny homes or small apartments where your singing is a little flat. $29.99. Okay. Product number two. Summer's right around the corner. Do you have a pool?
No.
Oh, well, if you can always go to the YMCA and you can use these new smart leg weights. That's right, because swimming is a great way to stay in shape when it's not hard on your knees. So these new smart leg weights you put on your ankles while you're in the pool, they have built-in accelerometers that track your stats, such as your pace, the distance traveled. And, of course, you can track all of your workouts in the app. Now, the big deal is that the smart leg weights give you feedback in the form of pulses on your ankles. So there's different levels of workouts. Easy, moderate, to shocking. Shocking? Yes. If you're not keeping up with the pace, the smart leg weights emit a little tiny shock to your ankles. Not much, just 3 volts. And I know, you're like, what? But it doesn't really hurt. Okay. Sold as a set, $49.99 in-app purchases. My favorite is the $3 in-app purchase where you get to disable the shocks to your ankles. Okay, product number three. You're going to like this one because you're in the medical industry. We've learned a lot from the pandemic, right? How to wash your hands, right?
Right.
The importance of having enough toilet paper. And what a royal pain it is to wear a mask. And it's a nightmare when you have that mask on with AirPods, earbuds, or headphones. Well, thanks to tech, you can now listen to music, podcasts, and this great radio show and get purified air right to your mouth. It's quite the invention. The noise-canceling headphones come with a motor, fan, and air filters in each ear cup. Air is sucked through the filters, capturing any allergens and pollutants, and this purified air is then channeled to your nose and mouth, a visor, and then it's attached to the headphones. So you have headphones that are attached like the snorkel mouthpiece, okay? They said it's 97% effective at getting clean air to the lungs, but there's still that problem of talking. After years of listening to people talk with masks on, you know what I'm talking about. I think I finally understand what Charlie Brown's teacher was saying.
Wah, 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 wah.
Okay. No price given, but it's $1,200. Okay, so here's our three choices. You have product number one, a different kind of TV, a small TV. Smart leg weights for the pool is product number two. Or product number three, headphones with a high-tech snorkel mask built in. Which one is the real one?
I'm going to say it's the last one, the headphones with the mask.
So you're going with product number three. Final answer, Louisa?
Yes, final answer.
Final answer. Let's go to our judges, and what do they say?
The idea of this machine was to overcome that problem. Clean air, quality sound, on the move. Air purification inside a set of headphones.
You got it, Louisa. You got
it. Oh, my
gosh. I'm proud of you. You know who's making it? You know who's making them?
Yeah.
And they're going to be out, they say, later this year. No price was given, but the estimate is going to be, like I mentioned, like $1,200, $1,500. Because, of course, if you want to buy a hair dryer from Dyson... The hair dryer is like $500, right? $500. The whole, I don't know if you've seen like the whole hair dryer curling iron solution that he came out with. It's like $1,500 for that. So.
I can't imagine what they'll charge us to breathe clean air then.
yeah, exactly. I read somewhere they said $1,200. I'm thinking like, you know what? It's going to be $2,200, $2,500, whatever it may be. But I did see that Dyson. You know, the vacuum cleaners are really amazing things. They definitely don't suck. But with with Dyson, he said that he's been working on this for six or seven years. So it wasn't just like pandemic. He was thinking more of like places like in China where the pollution is so horrible.
That
it would be something more along those lines. Okay. Well, thanks for playing. You were wonderful. And we're going to send you an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And what's your question for me today?
So my question for you is, I'm on dating apps and you want to give out some information, but not too much. So I was kind of Googling the information I was giving out, which was my name and my city. And I found that it gives all my information when I do that. It's just my first name and the city. And it gives my phone number, my address, everything about me. And I'm wondering, how do I get that off? I'm sure there's companies that I could pay to do it, but I didn't pay to put it on there. So I feel like I shouldn't have to pay to get
exactly.
it off either.
Right. See, we all have data inside these massive databases, right? And the data brokers, what they do is they sell the data to the highest bidder. And I wish that there was a magical wand that I could say, Louisa, poof, you're off the internet. Because I'd like that magical wand for me, too, just to let you know. But there is no magical wand. I mean, you can do, and I have a list, and I'm happy to share the list with you, that you can go from site to site, and you can go and remove yourself. But it doesn't mean that there's not going to be some database that somebody else fires up. Have you ever been to this? I've talked about it on the show several times. Have you been to this website called FamilyTreeNow.com?
No.
Okay. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to do a tip. Okay. FamilyTreeNow.com. All right. I want you to go. Can you go there right now?
Sure. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Okay. So when you're while you're looking this up, okay, is I'm going to put you on hold. All right.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do the tip. And when I come back, I want you to tell me everything that you found out about yourself. Okay.
Okay. FamilyTree.com, right?
No. FamilyTreeNow.com.
Oh, okay. Okay.
FamilyTreeNow.com. Okay. So, hey, guys in the studio, I can't put her on hold for some reason. So if you could put Louisa on hold for me, that would be great. Let's do the tip. When we come back, we're going to see how much Louisa can find out about herself. And all right, this week's in our digital privacy tip, it's a 30-second privacy check. Speaking of sharing data, we're going to tell you how you can see the companies that you're unknowingly sharing your data with that's then selling it to the data brokers. So like, for example, number one, you can see the third-party apps that are you connected to your Facebook account because, you know, Facebook is notorious for tracking all this. And its Privacy Center, it is a little bit transparent. So you can see all the websites and all the apps that are connected to Facebook so you can start limiting that. You can also see the third-party apps that you connected to your Google account. Again, we're going to give you all these steps, and you're going to go through the settings, and then you're going to finally disconnect that. And then you also want to take it a step further by checking all your different Google apps, okay? Again, we're going to walk you through all of that. We have some really handy guides on more ways that you can protect your private data. And again, you want to go to commando.com, and at the top of the page, there's a link that says Kim Show. Click that, and then you'll see exactly what you need to do to get your privacy back. All right, so Louisa, real quick, what'd you find?
I found my name, my date of birth, all the places I've lived, all my relatives.
Did you see on the bottom your cell phone number and your home phone number? Did you see that?
Hold on, I didn't get that far. I don't see my cell number listed.
Oh, good. That's good. All right. There's a ray of light right there, Louisa. Oh, no cell phone number.
It's right here. I found it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. You got it? Yeah. You see that? Isn't that nice? Isn't that just so helpful that all this information is there? And it's okay. So, you know, you can opt out of that place, which I'm going to tell you how to do that, as well as the other places where you can opt out. But I just wanted you to see how easy it is for anybody to find out anything. I mean, you know, because my son Ian, you know, he moved to L.A. and he called me. He's like, so where did you live in L.A. when you're working for Unisys? I'm like, dang, I don't remember. Ian, I was like 23 years old. I think I lived it for 6 months. And then he calls me back and he's like, did you live on Lynbrook? I'm like, yeah, I did. And he's like, oh, I found it on the internet. I'm like, oh, great. Thank you. Okay. So anyway, in answer to your question, you can try to remove yourself, but it's virtually impossible because all these sites pop up that when you look at this list of information there, isn't it frightening?
It really is.
I mean, it is. All this is right there. So that's a really scary website that I like to tell you about from time to time that you need to opt out. We'll post a link to all these sites that you should opt out over at commando.com inside the community. That's commando.com/community in the Q&A forum. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up, as well as later on a quick fix for that slow Wi-Fi here on the Kim Commando Show. Listen, we have a podcast that has grown 300%. Yes, 300% in just a few months. And if you're not already getting our daily tech updates and our daily digital life hacks as a podcast, 1 minute a day, that's it. You are missing out. It's like I said, it seems like it's going viral. So I wanted to tell you about it. So if you're not already signed up, wherever you get your podcasts on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, the list goes on, make sure that you search for Commando with a K and you get our daily podcast, our daily life hack, and our daily tech update. And let's see, next we have Stephen in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello there, Stephen.
Hey, Kim, how are you today?
Fantastic. How can I help you out?
Well, I work with a company that does automated storage of pallets and warehousing scenarios. Mm-hmm. And as a field technician, sometimes it would be really great for our engineers to be able to see what I'm seeing as I'm seeing it. And so I'm reaching out to you to see if you have any suggestions on something like a pair of glasses with a camera or something that we could integrate in with a Microsoft Teams as we're talking to each other?
Gosh, wouldn't that be great, huh? I mean, definitely. Okay, so here, let me describe to you what's happening versus here. Look, this is what's going on in real time, and you want me to hit what button? You know, that's really a difference.
Exactly.
Especially when you're trying to do any type of support, you know. it becomes a bit of a nightmare trying to do it the other way.
Of course, there's
Google Glass, and Microsoft has their HoloLens. There are little cameras that, you know, depending upon your budget, there are these little tiny cameras that if you can't afford the Microsoft solution and the Google solution, I mean, Google says they don't sell to consumers but enterprise level. But if this is something that you just want to be – you want to be the hero and say, look what we could do, is that there are these little HD smart glass modules that you can just – like little cameras you can put on your glasses.
Okay.
And it's a tiny USB streaming webcam that – and it plugs into your cell phone or your tablet. And then you can jump into Teams or FaceTime or Zoom or whatever it may be. So then you can actually show what's going on. And they're relatively inexpensive. They're like $110. Okay.
Oh, that's totally doable.
Yeah. So it'd be a way for you to do kind of like a proof of concept. And then later on, if it was a solution that was actually working, then that's where maybe you can, you know, be the head of the next team that would do this. And then, of course, you're going to get a great suggestion reward for this whole thing because you're taking the company to the next level, and I don't even want to cut. I'm going to post a link to these cameras over at commando.com inside the community. Stephen, thank you so much for your call. Still to come this hour, some quick fixes for slow Wi-Fi here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, we all know the pain of slow internet, right? Whether it's caused by your Wi-Fi, your provider, or hardware, maybe it's your modem, it's outdated, your router, you haven't gotten any firmware updates. Now, the first step is to pinpoint the connection speed. And you want to compare the results with the speed that you're supposed to be getting, that you're paying for from your provider. So you can search for words like speed test on Google, and then the first result should be Google's very own speed test tool. Or you can use Netflix's tool, which is over at fast.com. So what I want you to do is to actually, if it's slower, just reboot everything. But you have to do it the right way. Turn everything down, but after a minute, I want you to power up the modem first and then the router. Stay right where you are. Another hour is coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. So I've been reading a lot about Meta lately, the parent company, of course, of Facebook and Instagram, that a lot of their top executives, their C-levels, that they're no longer spending every day of the year at Menlo Park in the company's headquarters. Like somebody's in London, another person's in Madrid, somebody else is in New York and Miami. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg, who owns, I don't know, half of the island Kauai at this point, is spending 6 months a year in Kauai. And how he spends his day is that he gets up in the morning and he checks all of his email. And he said most of his email is always bad news. Okay. How sad is that? And then he gets on his hydrofoil, which is kind of a surfboard that goes above the ocean, and he surfs for about an hour, and then he comes back and then he gets to work. You know, I started thinking about it. It'd be so cool to meet Mark Zuckerberg, wouldn't it? I mean, he knows everything about you. He knows all your likes, all your dislikes. He knows who your family members are, your interests and your friends, what you buy online, what you search for, what you want, what you've said. I mean, there would be none of that like awkward just getting to know you stage when you first meet somebody, because he knows everything. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of everything that we pass along week after week to make you more tech smart and live the best digital life ever. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, and this is the Kim Commando Show. Wonder how that works. And you can find us on over 425 top stations throughout the United States, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7, commercial free. And you get all 3 hours over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force, who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And they're getting the Kim Commando Show worldwide on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about future tech that will give you a glimpse into where this whole technology race is headed. And we're going to start with taking a vacation, and taking that vacation in where? Space. Wow, check this out. The world's first space hotel is getting ready to open its doors 5 years from now in 2027. Now, when you start looking at the hotel, the image of it, the depiction, the rendering, it looks like a wheel with spokes. And it totally looks like something that we would have seen in a sci-fi movie. The wheel is where the rooms and the dining areas, exercise rooms, observation decks, and more are located. So there's 24 modules in all connected by elevator shafts that make up this rotating wheel, simulating gravity towards the edges. And they say it's going to float right above the Earth's atmosphere. That's 54 nautical miles, 62 miles, or 330,000 feet above the Earth's sea level. Okay, no word yet on how we're going to get to the space hotel or how much it's going to cost. But I'll tell you a few things. There will be some weightless issues to deal with, effects on our human bodies being in space and for how long. And believe it or not, frogs in space. Yeah, nobody likes to talk about the frogs in space. But in space, they say, orbit. Oh, that was a bad one. Okay, number two, a new Wi-Fi frontier is coming. Wi-Fi 6 is barely getting started. In case you're wondering, you didn't know this, we're on Wi-Fi 5 right now. And basically, 6 is the same as the old Wi-Fi, but it's a lot faster, up to 10 gigabits per second. Okay. Now, in case you're wondering about your current Wi-Fi, it's 3.5 gigs per second. So you see the big jump to 10. So Wi-Fi 6 isn't even here yet, but the geeks and scientists are all getting excited, of course, by the next generation of Wi-Fi that we're calling, I know, we have 5 and 6. What's the next one called? 7. Yes, you get to go to the bonus round. So forget 10 gigs per second. The standard will be able to hit 30 gigs a second. So what does this mean to you? Well, forget about downloading a movie in seconds. That's like so done. Now you could download the entire seasons of 1883, Yellowstone, The Gilded Age, Entourage, and more, and just blinking your eye. And you're going to do it in 4K. Poof, done. Just like I said that. Done. Everything that you just wanted was just downloaded. So this is all years away. I mean, we're still dealing with crappy Wi-Fi in our homes, trying to get a signal out to the garage, the pool, the she shed, whatever it may be. But just know that in the future, yes, your kids, they're going to be like, you had to download things? What was that like? Then you'll have to explain to them. All right, finally, number three, there's nothing here, so don't look here. What's going on? If you like to take a lot of risque personal photos, listen up. And this is from the I Bet You Didn't Know This department. Google has something called a locked folder where you could store your most sensitive photos and videos, I guess you'd say. And this special folder can only be accessed by biometrics, your face, your fingerprints. Now, it used to only be available on Pixel phones. But over the last couple of months, they really have been pushing this locked folder out to Samsung and all the other Android phones. So if you have an Android, what you can do is check to see if you already have a locked folder. You open up the Google Photos app, tap on Library, Utilities, and then bingo, you see locked folder. You'll be prompted to set it up with some on-screen instructions, but there is a gotcha. Okay. If you start moving things around in the cloud, moving accounts, whatever it may be, anything in that locked folder isn't moved. So if you have something in there that you really want, make sure that you pay attention before you start moving things around. If you have an iPhone, you can hide your personal photos and videos using the Photos app, but there are some downsides with that too. It's not okay. It's not going to show up in your feed, appear in searches, and especially like if you are, gosh, imagine what a nightmare that would be. Let's say you have all your iPhotos showing on your television as a screensaver, and then you know grandma, grandpa, your parents come over and like, I haven't seen that picture of you since you were 6 months old. Okay, well, what you can do is get them off of the feed. And you can just hide them, but there's really no way to actually remove them. Number four, I'll take the AR glasses, please. Yeah, I'm going to want these, and I know you will too, because Apple's always working on something new, right? They've been talking about a foldable iPhone, and now we have an electric car from Apple, which if you haven't seen pictures of it, it's actually pretty attractive, but it's not going to be here, they say, until 2025, 2026. So for so many years, we've been hearing about Apple is working on these augmented reality glasses. Okay, let me explain augmented reality. You may know what it is, but for everybody who doesn't, let's all make sure we're on the same page. Augmented reality is that you have these glasses, okay, and projecting onto the glasses is data. So if you have GPS instructions on your glasses, it would say turn right. When you turn right and you see a monument, it's going to tell you all the information about the monument. It could even go someday that when you're wearing your glasses with the augmented reality, when you're walking down the street, you could look at somebody and their profile would show up and how maybe you're related to them somehow, that 6 degrees of separation. But back to the glasses, it looks like they're going to be out sometime this year. But there are some other things you want to consider about it, that Apple makes its own processor. So it makes sense that they're going to try to put that M1 chip inside the smart glasses. So essentially, you're going to have this really powerful Mac/iPhone onto your face. And since the glasses are from Apple, you know what they're going to be. They're going to be aesthetically pleasing. They're going to be great to use, great to wear, very simple to set up. That's always been Apple's MO. And of course, there's going to be subscriptions for everything along the way. And as far as when the Apple Glass is going to be here later this year, and I bet you will see some type of announcement in June, because every June, that's when we have the Worldwide Developers Conference, the WWDC. And they're probably going to announce some type of capability with that, because that's when the developers have to come up with all the apps for this stuff. And then just in time for the holidays, maybe this year, along with the new AirPods, iPhones, and iWhatevers that they come out with next, and more iPads, is that maybe we'll have the glasses. You know, this I can tell you a story. So I have to wear glasses to see far. I don't need glasses to see close up. And so this morning, I'll tell you what happened. Barry looked at me and he said, you know what, you look so pretty without your glasses. You look so much better without your glasses. And I looked at him and I said, thanks. You look better without my glasses too. He didn't get it. Number five, ransomware is also taking a page from the future. What's going on? You know about ransomware. That's where a hacker will lock down your files or your network until you pay up. But now there's something interesting that's going on, is that ransomware is now a service, and these attacks are growing exponentially. Now, it used to be that if you wanted to coordinate and execute a ransomware attack, that you'd actually have to have some type of technical acumen. I mean, you'd have to be able to put all these pieces together and get the database and get the code and be able to accept Bitcoins and also have a tech support number for that person in Peoria who doesn't know how to pay you in Bitcoins and things like that. Well, now with ransomware as a service, anybody can go to the dark web, to the marketplace, and sign up for everything that they need to conduct a ransomware attack. You have the tools, the instructions, the code. And I looked at it on the dark web myself. And there's also, you can buy that phone number providing text support. Everything's just right out there for sale. And that's where the phrase ransomware as a service comes in. Now, the ransomware sellers, they get a cut of the proceeds, or they charge a flat fee to the buyers, and nobody really cares what they plan to do with it. The sellers are totally in it for the money. So be on the lookout for more ransomware, and for gosh sakes, make sure that you have a backup, so this way, in case you ever do get hit with ransomware, you can just tell them to pound sand. But you just have to remember that these hackers are really, really hard to catch. You know, they ransomware. All right, coming up in this hour, you don't want to miss, we're going to talk about how you can update all your social media accounts at once, and then we have three ways to get the cheapest gas and all of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I have to tell you about our podcasts. If you're not getting our daily podcasts, they've increased by over 300% in the number of downloads in just a few months, and good reason why. Each one's only a minute. So every day you get a little piece of news and you get a digital life hack. So wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Komando with a K, of course, and then sign up for the daily tech updates. And how about we start this hour with Bonnie in Tucson, Arizona? Hello there, Bonnie.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome. What's going on
with you?
Oh, well, you're sweet. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, I listen to you all the time. And I am extremely overwhelmed with all the paperwork I have, you know, running a household and so on, and just managing our own personal stuff. And sometimes I feel like shredding it all. But I know that's not reasonable. So right. I need an efficient, inexpensive method of scanning and organizing all this paperwork. But I don't want to have
how,
to
how
buy...
Come you, how co- okay, but how come you have so much paperwork? Why is that?
Well, there's things for taxes. There's things for, you know, things that you need for your home when after you sell it. And, you know...
Okay. All right. Okay, I hear you. Okay, yeah. I get it. I just want to know if there's anything else going on the outside. Well, first of all, what you want to do is you want to get into electronic payments as much as possible. Okay.
Okay.
So this way you're not getting any bills in the mail. And anytime you want to go online, you can do it. And you can time it saying, even though the bill's due on the 15th, I'm going to pay you on the 14th. So you don't have to, you're not adhering to their schedule. You could come up with your own schedule. Okay. Now you can use your phone as a scanner. But it sounds to me like what you really need is a pretty decent accounting program. Okay. Something that can keep you organized. So if it is for taxes, that you can mark it. And keep in mind, too, that if you pay everything by credit card, which is what I do, I pay it off at the end of every month. But if you pay everything by your credit card, is that they do a great job of giving you that pie chart and everything at the end of the year. So it will say, oh, this was gas or this was that. So it makes it easy for you to go. And so as much as I can put on the credit card, it just saves me from doing any type of organization that time. Now, there are these receipt scanners. And if you're running a business, you might need a dedicated receipt scanner. But instead of doing that, there are some apps that can also help organize your receipts. And so that this way, again, you could go into it, into your folders, and you can see where everything is actually located that you might need a receipt for. So let's start in the beginning. Number one, do as much electronic payments as you can. We're going to use your phone as a scanner. We're going to try to organize things that way. If you want to use Mint.com from Intuit or Gnu Cash, that's also some really good accounting programs. This sounds like a tip. So if you already are not getting our tips of the day, we're going to put this all together as a tip, Bonnie, for you and everybody else, because there's a lot of folks in the same boat. I've been noticing we're getting a lot of questions about accounting. So make sure that you get our tips of the day, Bonnie. And thank you for your kind words, and thanks for listening every week. I really appreciate it. Coming up, we have Allie. We're going to talk about a great crypto story you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, before we talk to our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman, and we have some more tips, let's talk about your social media accounts, because so many of us have more than one account. I mean, so you've got Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, and what a hassle it is to keep everyone updated, okay? So you don't have to copy and paste the same status update on your different social media accounts. What I'd like you to do is to up your game. That's right, you're going to be using tools like Buffer or Hootsuite or Sprout Social. And this lets you post all across your social media accounts at once. And you have this dashboard. So here's what works. You just compose a post, and then you add the photos, you add videos, little emojis, links, whatever it is. And then you choose where the post goes, say Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the time that you want it, and that's it. You're done. Now, a basic account is free for up to 3 social media accounts. A paid account normally gives you up to 8 different platforms. And you can schedule tools, analytics, and you get into it. The names, again, are Buffer, Hootsuite, and Sprout Social. And speaking of social media, are you ghosting me? Why are you doing that? What's going on? So whether you're on twitter.com/KimKomando, you want to make sure that you follow us, facebook.com/KimKomando. I know it gets really tricky. Instagram.com/KimKomando, which if you haven't seen the video I posted of my golden retriever, Abby, over on Instagram, you're totally missing out. I mean, I actually looked out the window and I see this huge golden retriever. She's standing up in the spa, just like, having a great day, like a little spa day. That's it. And speaking of A's, it's time now where we bring in our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman, into our show. Hello there,
Hi,
Allie.
Kim.
So did you see that video of Abby?
Absolutely hilarious. She looks so relaxed. I watched that and I thought, like, I wish I was Abby right now.
You know what? That's what I put in the when I posted. I'm like, I want to come back as Abby. I'm just
she
saying.
She lives the life.
She does. I mean, if there's anybody in the universe that can make that happen, please just know I want to come back as my own golden retriever.
There you go.
All right, so we're going to talk about this great crypto story, right?
We are. I want to paint a picture first. So we talk about hackers on the show all the time, and usually we're talking about the bad guys, right? But there are good guy hackers, white hat hackers, and they use all of their smarts to find exploits and vulnerabilities and hopefully get paid a lot of money for it, right?
Right.
So these paydays are called bug bounties, and fun fact for you, the first company to ever pay a bug bounty was actually the web browser maker Netscape.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
And then Mozilla, the makers of Firefox. And now most of the tech companies have some kind of bug bounty program. Some pay more than others. Dropbox, they will pay up to $32,000 for bad bugs that you find. Snapchat, $15,000. Pretty good. Apple, though, they once paid $200,000 for a firmware issue. Wow. And Microsoft's max payout, $250,000. So we're talking big money.
Well, you know what? If somebody can find an exploit and they just save the company a whole bunch of embarrassment and issues and problems, I mean, I know it sounds like a lot, but a company like Microsoft, I mean, what's $250,000, right? I mean,
yes,
it's big money. It is. But it still reminds me of that time when Microsoft, I don't know if you remember this, Al, but they lost their registration for Hotmail.
I do.
Right. And so some guy's like, Hotmail. And so he put it under his name. I think, didn't Microsoft give him like $500 or something like that? It was like
pathetic.
I know. I'm like, dude, he needs more money than that.
Well, now we've got all these cryptocurrency and blockchain companies where crazy amounts of money are coming in. And so they're the latest target, right? So back in October, a blockchain company, it's called Polygon. They paid a guy a bug bounty of $2 million after he found an exploit. It was a big one. Someone could double the amount of crypto that they were trying to take out of the platform 233 times in a row. So think of the damage they could do there, right?
A lot.
There's another one. A guy hacked something called Poly Network. That's where you can transfer back and money back and forth between different types of cryptocurrency. He stole about $600,000 in assets and then said, hey, here, you can have it back. And they actually offered him a job as their chief security advisor.
Nice. I like that. I mean, you know, who should you hire? Well, the guy who hacked you. Yes,
exactly.
He knows.
Exactly. Well, that leads me to one of the big stories in the crypto world right now. Now, I am not going to talk about the biggest crypto hack ever that just happened this week. $625 million stolen from a blockchain game called Axie Infinity. That's a huge one, but I think this one's a little more interesting. It is the Cashio Cash token exploit. So I'm going to keep this as simple as I can. Cash is a stable coin. That means one coin equals $1. This isn't something that you buy hoping it's going to be worth more and more. And a hacker figured out he could create as many of these tokens as he wanted. So he made, 2 billion of them.
Oh, God.
And then,
why would you not? I mean, why would you? I mean, why? I mean, if you can figure out how you can do this, why would you not create 2 billion? I mean,
why stop really? There, right? And then he used those tokens to steal $52 million in genuine cryptocurrency from people.
Wow.
And the really wild stuff is what happened since, basically. So at the time of the hack, he put a message, he encoded a message in the transaction and said, hey, I'm going to donate a bunch of this money to charity. And if you had less than $100,000 in the platform, I'm going to give it back to you. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that night, he did do a bunch of refunds. He gave people back their money, but not to everybody that met his criteria, of course, right? And then we get all these news stories. This crypto Robin Hood. He's stealing from the rich. He's giving to the poor. But this guy stole from everybody. And now, I kid you not, he's literally making people beg for their money back.
Okay, wait. We're going to backtrack just a second. Okay. So he just randomly said, if it was $100,000 or less, I'm going to give you your money back. So if you had like $101,000, if you had $200,000, $1 million.
Yes. Even if
it didn't matter.
No, it didn't matter. So say I had $110,000. Okay. It was my life savings. It was everything I had. Doesn't matter. $100,000. That was his cutoff. He got to pick, right?
Nice guy, I guess.
Nice guy.
Maybe. Not.
So 5 days after this initial exploit, he sent another message asking victims to justify why they should get their money back and where it came from in the first place. Can you believe this? This is a quote from his message. Money will not be refunded to rich Americans and Europeans who don't need it.
You know what? This guy's a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So if you wrote to him and you said, you know, I got all this money because I inherited it from my father.
I don't think you'd like that. Right.
Okay. Then you're probably not going to get it. But if you said that I spun signs on the corner.
Hey.
And washed cars and saved my money mowing lawns, then that would meet his criteria.
Yes. And then we get into this area where, is this guy a white hat hacker? No. These initial headlines, Robin Hood, they'd have you believe, sure, he's trying to do something cool. But no, this guy is just saying, here's what I think is right. Here's what I think is good. Now, if he was really out to do good, he would have told Cashio about the exploit, taken his money. I'm sure they would have given him a big bounty and then he'd be on his way. But no, here he is. I've been popping into the Cashio Discord, which is the big chat app that most crypto, you know, people in the crypto community use. And there are lots of people who are, you know, in that boat where they're saying, this was all my money. This was my life savings, or, you know, this is all my investment money. What am I going to do?
And there's nothing they can do to get it back. I mean, the parent company, there's nothing that they can't backtrack. They can't do anything.
They can't backtrack. No. And that's an interesting thing about this, because it's not just, you know, a lot of these exploits, they're not just on one chain. And so even if one, you know, say Ethereum could say, let's just roll back. Well, it impacts so many other things that you can't actually go back in time that way. Now, more people have been refunded, but there still are lots more. Over in that Discord, people are filling out refund forms that they're trying to submit to this guy and, you know, figure out the best way to do it. This was a line that I really loved. The idea of Robinhooding is just to make yourself feel better about being a piece of trash. You are stealing from people.
Yes, he's a piece of trash. Do you have any idea, any concept of how many people... How many victims there are?
You know, I'm not sure the victims. The total value is about $52 million, and a lot of people did have smaller amounts of money in there. If you were under that $100,000 mark, a lot of those people have been paid back. Again, not all. If your money was, you know, set up in certain ways, probably haven't gotten it back yet, but it's a lot.
Okay, so what many in our audience may not know, and but they're probably gathering from listening to you speak, is that you know, you are really into crypto. So not only are you the amazing content queen, you are now our crypto gal. So I have to ask you, did you have any cash?
We did indeed have money in Cashio, but we took it out about 3 weeks ago now. So it was a scary moment, right? You have your money in these different protocols thinking, this is great, we're going to make a bunch of money, but things happen. These, you know, hackers are going after these big platforms because there's so much money to be had.
Okay, so I want you to keep track of this story.
I will.
I want to hear, I want to know how it ends. I want to know, you know, if in fact we find this guy, gal, whoever it is, and, you know, living in his mother's basement, you know, with no social skills and, you know, eating Doritos and Red Bulls or whatever it may be. Or interestingly, if it's somebody who is really sophisticated.
Yeah, that huge hack that just happened this week that I talked about, word on the street is that it's somebody, you know, really smart, in the cybersecurity community, maybe had some inside knowledge of this product. So it's not just creeps in basements. It's also just really smart people who say, hey, here's a payday for me.
You know what? It has to be somebody on the inside. You know, most crimes are done by somebody on the inside that has, they have intimate knowledge of where the problems exist, which obviously I would bet that this person has, and they do. But rather than, like you said, rather than taking the bounty, it's just not going to work. Allie, thanks for joining us. That was a great story. Promise you're going to keep us up to date, right?
I sure
right?
will, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Allie. You know, I always had a joke about Bitcoin, but it just required so much energy to get it out. Oh, man. I mentioned already on the show today that I was in L.A. a couple of weeks ago and I saw gas for $8.09 a gallon. Whew, right? And so with so many of us driving, here are some ways that you can save money on gas. You can start by using the Waze app. That's W-A-Z-E. It's terrific. It's a navigation app, but it also crowdsources gas prices, meaning other people using the app, they enter in how much gas is per gallon at the various stations. So you can browse gas prices along with your driving route and those nearby. Now, if you use Google Maps, they have a gas price comparison tool. So you can search for gas stations and see all the details. Sorry, Apple Map users, you don't have that quite yet. And finally, the best option if you drive a lot, app's been around for so many years, is Gas Buddy. It shows real-time gas prices, and depending on the station, you can also pay in the app too. And you might be wondering, why do gas prices always end with 9/10 of a penny? Why do they do that? It just makes sense. All right, still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls, and later on, the insider secret to getting your real signature on digital documents here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you're not already getting the current newsletter from us, it's a specialty newsletter. It comes out just on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Exclusive news, exclusive links, and it's absolutely free. There's no ads. You're going to love it. Okay, just get it. Head over to getthecurrent.com. Once again, that's getthecurrent.com to sign up now. Let's see, Greg in Vancouver, Washington. Hi there, Greg.
Thank you very much, Kim. How you doing?
Fantastic. So what's going on?
Okay. I just realized they have a smart notebooks out there these days, and I've seen several models. The one I do not want are the kind that you take a picture with your phone and send it via Bluetooth or whatever. What I'm looking for is the kind that you write and it transmits to your PC or to your phone as you write.
So directly as you write.
Right. And I believe at the end of the page, it saves your writing and then sends it to the cloud or to your phone or whatever.
Well, there's a couple of solutions that I would encourage you to look at. I don't know if you ever looked at the Moleskine. The Moleskine is pretty good. It's about $200, and it does allow you to, you know, take notes and send it up. The one that takes the pictures is the Rocketbook, and that's just a pain in the neck, which nobody wants, right?
Yeah.
But if you're really looking for the ultimate solution, if you do take a lot of handwritten notes and you're on the road and things like that, and maybe at client meetings or whatever it is the Remarkable 2. And it looks like a tablet. It feels like a real notebook. You can sign PDFs. You can take notes and drawings. And anything that you do is available in the cloud immediately. Now, I will warn you, it's expensive. Whereby the Moleskine is just a couple of $100. And notice I said just. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you start looking at the Remarkable, how do I know this? Because I bought one. Okay. Is that, you know, you're looking at $500 and then you need the special pen. And then if you want the leather carrying case, you know, the whole thing's going to cost you about $700. But if it's something that you really use, something that you do take a lot of handwritten notes, it's really hard to beat the Remarkable. It's just, it's kind of like the difference between like having a Mercedes or having a Hyundai. Okay. What, they're both modes of transportation. You can get the notes. But if you really like to drive and take a lot of notes, it's pretty hard to beat the Remarkable. So you might want to check that one out over the Moleskine. Hey, Greg, thank you so much for your call. Coming right back, how to get your real signature on digital docs here on the Kim Komando Show. Okay, have you ever tried to sign a document using your mouse trackpad? No, looks like a 3-year-old did it. So if you want to get your signature inside your computer, you can always sign your name on a piece of paper and take a picture with your phone or scan it. But if you're on a Mac, there's the Preview app and there's an option to import your signature. So you can sign a piece of paper, hold it up to your webcam, and then your computer converts it into a signature stamp. Now, pro tip time. Make your digital signature just a little different than your real signature. This way, if anybody misuses your signature, you can always say, hey, that's not my real one because this is my real one, especially with so much being in mind right now. Hey, thanks for joining us for all 3 hours of the Kim Komando Show. And don't forget, the show never ends 24/7. We got tips and breaking news alerts and a whole bunch more over at komando.com.